The practice of humanity. The purpose of human life.
What is the purpose of human life?
One should attain at least 50% marks in humanity. One should score at least 50% in his duty as a human being. That is the purpose of human life. And if one holds a higher goal, then 90% marks should be scored. Shouldn't one at least possess the qualities of humanity? If there is no humanity, then what is the purpose of human life? Nowadays, life has become fractured. People do not even have awareness of what they are living for. What is the essence of human life? A person will attain whichever life form he desires, or if he desires liberation, moksha, then he will attain liberation.
It comes from association with saints.
Now, in order to attain the goal of human life, what must inevitably be done and for how long?
You should know what the qualities of humanity are and how they can be attained. You should go and spend time with a person who possesses the qualities of humanity, such as a saint, Sant Purush.
This is the true practice of humanity.
What religion do you currently practice?
I practice humanity.
What is considered as the practice of humanity?
Peace, that is it.
No, peace is the result of practicing humanity. But what do you practice in terms of humanity?
There is nothing to practice. Do not keep any factions, that is it. Do not observe any castes, that is referred to as the practice of humanity.
No, that is not considered the practice of humanity.
Then what is the practice of humanity?
What is the practice of humanity? I will tell you a little. The entire matter is a very expansive thing, but let us discuss some of it. In brief, you should not be instrumental in hurting any human being. Leave aside the issue of hurting other animals. But if you take care of humans alone, such that I absolutely should not be instrumental in hurting anyone, then that is the practice of humanity. Otherwise, what is actually referred to as the practice of humanity? If you are a boss and you are strongly reprimanding an employee, then at that moment, the thought should occur to you, if I were the employee, how would I feel? If such a thought were to arise, then you would reprimand him within limits. You would not say anything beyond that. If you are causing harm to someone else, then at that moment, you would have the thought, I am causing harm to someone else, but how would I feel if someone caused harm to me? The practice of humanity means to give to others whatever you like, and to not give to others what you do not like. You do not like it when someone slaps you, so you should not slap anyone. You do not like it when someone swears at you, so you should not swear at others. The practice of humanity means to not do unto others what you do not desire for yourself. Whatever you like, to do that for others, that is called the practice of humanity. Do you conduct yourself like this or not? Do you trouble anyone? No? Well, good then. If you maintain the consideration, may no one experience inconvenience on my account, then your work is done.
If money is found on the street, then?
Then, if you were to find 15,000 rupees in a bundle of 100 rupee notes on the street, you would think, if I had lost this much money, then how much pain would I feel? So how much pain must this person be feeling? So you should place an advertisement in the newspaper that the person who has lost money, please claim it with proof of ownership and reimburse the cost of running this advertisement. That is all. Humanity simply needs to be understood to this extent. This is because, just as you feel pain, the other person must also feel pain. You can understand this much, can't you? Such thoughts should arise for you in every situation. But nowadays, such humanity has been forgotten and has vanished. All this misery is due to this. People are only wrapped up in their own selfishness. That is not considered humanity. These days, people say, whatever has been found is free for me to keep, isn't it? Well then, what you have lost is also free for the other person to keep, isn't it?
But I happen to find this money, and I do not want to keep it. Then if nothing else, what if I distribute it to those who are needy?
No, not to those who are needy. Investigate how the money can be given back to the person it belongs to. Inform him and send it back to him. Nevertheless, if it does not work out, if he is from abroad, then you should make good use of that money in any way, but do not keep it for yourself. Moreover, if you happen to return it, then you will come across someone who will return that which belongs to you. If you do not return it, then how will that which is yours be returned to you? Therefore, you should change your level of development. This will not do. This is not a way to live. You earn so much money here, yet you are not happy. What is this? If you have borrowed 2,000 from someone right now, and later you are not in a position to pay him back, then the intent arises in your mind. Am I going to sign an agreement to pay him back now? I will say no to him. The moment that intent arises, the thought should arise in the mind. If someone who borrowed money from me had such an intent, then what would I go through? Therefore, to live in such a way that our intent does not spoil is referred to as the practice of humanity. To not hurt anyone is the greatest knowledge of all. Take care of this much. If you do not eat root vegetables, kandamool, yet you do not know how to uphold humanity, then it is useless. Many such people have gone into the animal life form by taking away that which belongs to others. They have not yet returned. This is the rule of law. This is not the rule of haphazardness. Hypocrisy will not do here. Complete hypocrisy. Does haphazardness rule? Is it the law that rules or haphazardness that rules?
It is the natural law, Dada.
Yes. It is the natural law. No, it will not do. Do you understand? As much pain as I feel, must he not be feeling the same? If such a thought arises, that is all within the practice of humanity. Otherwise, how can it be referred to as humanity at all?
What if borrowed money is not paid back?
If you do not pay back the 10,000, that someone has loaned to you. At that time, you should have the thought, how much pain would I experience if I had given money to someone and he did not return it? So I should return the money at the earliest opportunity. You should not keep it with you. What is the practice of humanity? The pain that you experience, the other person is bound to experience the same as well. However, the practice of humanity differs for each person. A person's practice of humanity depends on the level of his or her development. The practice of humanity is not of one type. While hurting someone, the thought should arise in the mind, how would I feel if I were the one being hurt? Therefore, to stop hurting others is humanity.
When guests come over.
If you are a guest in someone's home, you ought to have consideration for the host. How would I feel if guests were to stay at my place for 15 days? You should not be a burden to the other person. Stay with your host for a couple of days, and then make an excuse and shift to a hotel. People are preoccupied with their own happiness. The entire concept of my happiness arises from giving happiness to others has started to disappear. The concept, I am happy when others are happy, has disappeared. Instead, one says, I got my cup of tea, so I am happy. You do not need to bother with other responsibilities. It is fine if you do not know that you should not eat root vegetables, Kandamool. However, if you know at least this much, it is enough. Live in such a way that what hurts you does not hurt others. That is known as the practice of humanity. It is more than enough if you practice just this much dharma. In this Kali Yuga, current era of the time cycle, characterized by lack of unity in thought, speech and action, if people practice this much humanity, then they deserve the seal of approval to attain liberation. However, this would not have been enough in the better eras of the time cycle. Currently, people are being passed with lower marks. Do you understand what I am trying to say? Understand what does and does not bind demerit karma, pap.
The practice of humanity is lost when you look at someone with sexual intent.
Then beyond that, the practice of humanity means that if someone looks at a woman and feels attraction, then he immediately thinks, if someone were to look at my sister in that way, then how would I feel? I would feel hurt. To have that consideration is called the practice of humanity. So the person would be repentant. I should not look at women with a sexual intent. This is the kind of development a person should have, shouldn't they? What does humanity mean? A person does not like it when others look at his wife with a sexual intent. So he does not look at another person's wife with such an intent. A person does not like it when others look at his daughters with a sexual intent. So he does not look at another person's daughters with such an intent. This is because one should definitely have the awareness. If I look at someone's daughter with a sexual intent, then someone will certainly look at my daughter with a sexual intent. Such an awareness should definitely prevail. Only then it is considered the practice of humanity. The practice of humanity means that whatever you do not like, you should not do to others. What you yourself do not like, you should never do to other people. That is called the practice of humanity. The practice of humanity has limitations. It is not beyond limits. But if you do just this much, then it is enough. Say someone has a wife and a mistress. Now the Lord has said, the world has accepted that you are married. Your in-laws have accepted it. Your family has accepted it. The people in your town have accepted it. Will anyone point a finger at you if you take your wife to the movies? And what if you take another woman to the movies?
In America, there is no objection to that.
There may not be an objection in America, but there would be an objection to it in India, wouldn't there? This statement is correct, but those people do not have the same understanding. However, they do raise an objection to it in the country in which you were born, India. An objection is raised. That in itself is a fault. In America, there is no objection to it. Over there, not many people are headed towards an animal life form in the next life. Over here, 80% of humans are headed towards an animal life form. 80% of people here. This is because they come into the human life form, and what do? They sell adulterated goods and enjoy what is not rightfully theirs. They steal what is not rightfully theirs. They have desires to take what is not rightfully theirs. They have thoughts about that which is not rightfully theirs. Or they look at other women with a sexual intent. A person has the right to indulge in sexual pleasure with his own wife, but he should not even look at another woman with a sexual intent. There is punishment even for that. The punishment for just looking at another woman with a sexual intent is an animal life form in the next life. This is because that is beastliness. There ought to be humanity. What is the practice of humanity? To enjoy that which is rightfully yours. That is referred to as humanity. Do you accept this or not?
Yes, Dada.
and that which is not rightfully yours?
One should not accept it. Is there any proof that a human will be born in an animal life form?
Yes, it is with proof. Such statements cannot be made baselessly without proof. For how long is the life form as a human retained? The life form as a human is retained as long as one does not indulge in that which is not rightfully his, even to the slightest extent. Those who enjoy what is rightfully theirs are born as humans. Those who enjoy what is not rightfully theirs are born as animals. Those who give what is rightfully theirs to others go to this celestial realm, Devgati. And those who forcibly take from others that which is not rightfully theirs and hurt them in the process go to hell, Narkgati.